Americans have elected Donald J. Trump as the 45th President of the United States. The Republican Party candidate defeated the Democratic Party nominee, Hillary Clinton. The result is a shock to most political experts and pollsters. On Tuesday morning in the U.S., most major polling groups were predicting a win for former Secretary of State Clinton. But in the early hours of November 9th, Clinton called Trump to concede the election. The president-elect spoke to a crowd of supporters in New York City a short time later. He congratulated Clinton and praised her campaign effort.
And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely.
Trump called for the nation to unite.
Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. We have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people.
Trump's win brings to an end 8 years of Democratic Party rule of the White House. Political experts have suggested the change could lead to the undoing of many of President Barack Obama's policies. One of Trump's first targets may be the Affordable Care Act, a health care law signed by President Obama in 2010. Trump criticized the measure repeatedly during his campaign. He promised supporters he would cancel it if elected. Trump entered Election Day at least 3 to 4 percentage points behind Clinton in many final voter opinion studies. But he pulled off important victories in Ohio, North Carolina, and Florida, states rich in electoral votes. He also won other states that he was already expected to win. All the major U.S. news organizations declared victory for the 70-year-old Trump after he won the state of Wisconsin. It gave him the final electoral votes that pushed him over the 270 needed to win the White House. The billionaire businessman has never held public office. He is only the 6th candidate to win the presidency without ever having held elective office. Trump is also the oldest American elected president for a first term. I'm Katie Weaver.